Commissioners, this project, I'll try to be brief, it's a very complicated topic, actually, but the business of government, as does in the private sector, relies heavily on the use of information, electronic information, and it's incumbent upon all organizations to understand what they need to do in the event of a disaster. And a disaster could be as simple as a small fire or to a smoking hole where some sort of bomb has gone off. So what we're proposing to do is, in a multi-phase project, is next year undertake the analysis and develop an understanding of two things. One, what's the criticality of information that Milwaukee County manages? For example, public safety information. If it's life or death, we need to talk to the business owner and understand what is the information and how available does it have to be. Could they suffer 1 5-minute outage a month, a day, or is that intolerable? Or could they go 5 days without access to that information? So we have that business piece of work we have to do where we talk to the business owners of the data and establish what we call criticality. Once we understand that, then we have to go back and look at the IT systems and ask ourselves, can we meet those service level agreements? If a public safety system can only be out 5 minutes in a year, do we have the appropriate infrastructure and other things in place to ensure that we deliver those services? So this is the first step, which is to understand where we are, current state assessment from a business perspective and then from a technology perspective, and develop a plan to implement the appropriate levels of service with respect to information recovery, disaster recovery. The reason we want to do this is that the more available the information is, if we're only allowed 5 minutes outage a year, it's very expensive to provide that level of reliability. So we only want to do that where we have to, and go to what I would call less expensive disaster recovery or business continuity scenarios for information that only needs business hour availability, and maybe a day a month outage if that's tolerable. So that's what this study is all about, is to take us down that path of recoverability.
I noticed in your overall budget request you have somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 million in your operations. Is there any way you can find the $250,000 for that within that?
I don't know if you answer that.
The current, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the current state of our operating budget, we're pretty much just maintaining the current systems that we have. We have 43 different departments that we are supporting. We do 40,000 help desk tickets. We're basically just maintaining what we have. Our budget does not allow for any type of build or growth.
Supervisor Jersey.
I believe there is a intercooperation committee for emergency preparedness among all of the county municipalities. And I know the county participates in that with our own emergency management staff. Have you taken this proposal and discussed it with that committee?
Chairman, Supervisors, not that I'm aware of yet, but that opens, for me, the bigger discussion on how are we going to regionalize or collaborate on the use of IT technology across Milwaukee County and the municipalities. Because right now, everyone is operating their own systems. So the information requirements and analysis are going to, and then the follow-on, how do we do it, is going to be different for every municipality. So I think it's a great discussion to have. I think we got to take it up, way up, and say, why are we all running our own individual email systems? Why are we all running our own 911 systems? And it just that's where this discussion starts.
Although they are the ones who do emergency responses on the ground, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, you know, whether they've had comments, how useful they would find this. You know, I appreciate a regional approach to this. I mean, we already do a regional approach. It's called mutual aid agreements. I mean, you have to have that because you could have disasters that are so large no single county can respond to that. And, you know, I learned a lot in that Patrick Cudahy fire. I actually attended some of the follow-up meetings that they do. Emergency preparedness, after there's been a critical incident, they then get together afterwards and discuss how they responded, who responded, et cetera. One big thing they learned from the Patrick Cunningham fire is when they evacuated the elderly from elderly centers, they evacuated them so quickly that these individuals didn't take prescriptions and oxygen and so on. And that created a huge problem at the South Milwaukee High School where they were kept. So they've actually changed, and I know the Department on Aging responded, by when you evacuate elderly, you get their prescriptions to evacuate with them. Because these folks might be taking very critical meds throughout the day. Diabetes is one example where you have to have insulin at certain times. So what I'm suggesting here is these folks learn from emergency response. And this kind of a program, I would hope that, you know, you're also talking to them to find out the usefulness from their viewpoint of what this would be. I mean, there are systems in place where people do share information. They're not even so much at the, you know, at the policy stage where we are. They're really on the ground with the practical decision making. It would have been helpful, I think, to have had that.
My response, Chairman, Supervisors, is that this isn't about how we respond to emergencies. This is about how we recover data necessary for running the organization. So I appreciate what you're saying. I think you're absolutely right.
That's what they were doing.
Understood. This is really focused on how do we recover data and make a system available again. For example, if our financial system advantage goes down because of a fire, how do we restore services to the customers of the business customers in Milwaukee County, so that they continue doing their financial planning and pay bills and all those things. So it's a little different. If we have an outage, you know, a scenario here is that if we agree that some particular public safety system, it's too expensive to have what we call 5-9s availability, then we need to make sure that they have the manual processes in place to continue to operate to provide the services they need to do until we bring the system back up. That's what this is all about. So we don't do the emergency response, IMSD. What we want to do is just recover the data and get the system working again.
Yeah, but you're in a support staff. I almost think it would be useful for someone in your department to participate in that cooperative committee. Oh. So I ask you to plug in.
Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there still a representative from the sheriff's office here who deals with emergency management? Okay. Well, what I thought of was that, you know, Bucket Works, several years ago, Bucket Works, the collaborative organization that's in various places now around town, they had a large flood at their location on North 4th Street, and they were actually later flown out to Washington, D.C. to talk with, FEMA, about their disaster recovery operations, because they apparently did it so darn well. Mm-hmm. They do a lot with data at Bucket Works, as you probably know, Director Lindberg. I'd recommend maybe talk to them, mm-hmm. James or Paul, whoever's running the show. That's all. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Just to follow up on my question, what if you were charged to do this within your existing budget? What would you do?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it's a great question. I would look probably to... Can I give a candid response?
Sure.
I would look to move risk out of the county.
Excuse me?
I would look to move risk out of the county.
No, I think he's asking if we assume...
No, if I had to pay for this, then I'm going to look for another way to do it, because our budget, I know we get a lot of money, and we're strapped, but we cover a lot of functions that are non-IT as well. Mm-hmm. So if I have to... And we have to take this on, I'm going to be inventive on the way that I'm going to manage disaster recovery for Milwaukee County. That's all I can say. And Lori, expand upon that appropriately.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it's all about staff and stuff. That's what we have. Our 7,000s and our 6,000s is our stuff, and our 5,000s is our staff. We have to stop doing something. And right now, the majority of our budget is license and maintenance for the applications that we support. We were 125 people strong. We're at, what, I think 50-some odd now. We have to cut staff and stuff. And sitting at this table, I can't tell you what we would not do if this was in our operating budget. We may not do the study. But we're also, we're at risk that Milwaukee County does not have a disaster recovery site. When you look at, we do provide public safety. We provide medical records with behavioral health. We have a financial system. Could Milwaukee, if we were to have a fire that destroyed the data center here in Milwaukee County, could our divisions survive without having the records on the inmates at the House of Correction or at the Sheriff's Office, the medical records that we have stored in CMHC? That's what a critical point, that's how critical this disaster recovery is.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor.
Well, we understand staff and stuff. If you look at the county board's budget,
yep.
We understand
exactly
how losing staff and stuff matters.
Yep, absolutely.
And, sometimes people have to share the pain of staff and stuff.
Understood.
That might be the situation, not necessarily just with you, but with other departments within this budget.
Mr. Chairman, that's appreciated and understood.
Supervisor Stanford, Griffin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What's in place now for recovery?
We have what's called TSM, which is a tape backup system. It does take, and you could probably speak to the details.
We should be able to recover much of our data over time, but I think it would take, in some cases, weeks to months to get systems back up and running. And, I'll be straight with you, the courthouse fire, we were this far away from what I consider disaster because we have both our data centers in the same facility. So we've got to start thinking.
It's a little bit hard to hear. Maybe it's just me.
I'm sorry. We have, you couldn't hear me?
The microphone's close.
Okay. We came this close to having a major data information system outage this summer. And recovery from that event could have been near impossible. Now, we do have the data, but data is just part of it. We have to reestablish the working computers, the systems behind the scene. And if this would have gone to a smoking hole event, it would have been very dangerous. Difficult for us to fully recover from. It would have taken a long time, been very disruptive to the business of Milwaukee County government. So, for me, that underlined the need to pay some attention to this, to make sure that we understand what data needs to be recovered when, what systems need to be recovered when, and then build the appropriate infrastructure. And I'm going to use the word build loosely. I don't know that we have to build anything physical, but it's how we do things and where we situate things so that we can recover the requirements of the business. IT doesn't determine the recoverability, the business does. So if the sheriff's office says we need, five nines availability, which is 99.999% availability, which means you can only have 5 minutes outage in a year, then we have to make sure we design and build to that.
I didn't understand when you said you would outsource or you would get rid of.
What would that happen?
If you were up to your
Chairman, Supervisor's great question is, there are many ways to run and provide services. We're all familiar with cloud-based service today. We hear about it a lot. We use it, we use it at home. These services are commodity-based, and they're available to businesses as well. Business in the private sector today consumes it, and that would be one avenue of providing services through application systems in a very cost-effective manner where you have high availability. It's one mechanism. The other extreme is we build new data centers, and we build two data centers very far apart from each other, and then we put in the technology so that if one goes down, the other takes over. So we have a myriad of options. We just have to pick the one that makes sense.
So Mr. Chair and supervisors, Chris is absolutely right relative to where we were during the courthouse fire, and we are more than happy to speak with you individually on that, just to give you a little bit more color, if that was appropriate. He's also right relative to the methodology that he wants to take. So during the heat of the moment, I had a real clear approach to solving this problem. But he wants to take a much more disciplined and methodical approach, which I think is the right approach. So we would hope that you consider this in your decision-making process, that we are, and again, we're happy to talk to you one-on-one individually, you know, just where we are relative to risk in the courthouse in terms of data recovery. This is the right approach. If we have to get creative, I guess we can try to do that, but this is the right approach to make sure that our data is secure and safe. Thank you.
If I may add one more thing, Mr. Chairman, is that we'll just respond to the supervisor's question about outsourcing. I know it's a volatile term. If we talk about outsourcing, I'm talking about servers. I'm not talking about people. Jobs might change, but does that help? Does that provide some clarification?
A little bit. How much would it cost to build that new data center? Or we have that in place?
A new data center will cost us tens of millions of dollars. You know, for instance, there's New Age Data Vault over here on Highland Boulevard that was built by Potawatomi.
Yeah.
That was, you know, I'm guessing a $50 to $60 million investment on their part. So they're very expensive.
I remember last year we had a discussion to update our operating system. The county was about $30 million. Where's that in this capital budget?
Is
a $30 million number to upgrade the current?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the only $30 million project we have is the radio. I think when we were first talking about radio, we said it was going to be between $20 and $30 million. We do have the project to upgrade. It's called Windows Migration, to upgrade our operating system for the PCs. That total project...
That's our next topic.
Yeah.
Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you identified the TSM, the tape backup system. How old is that? Would that be replaced or updated, or is it staying in place with this project?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I don't know what the age is. I believe it's an old system.
Yeah.
And it's really not the way things are done today with respect to disaster recovery and business continuity. But,
right.
You know, I don't want to, I wouldn't want to offer an answer without having done the analysis, so.
Okay. Yeah, I go back far enough in the computer world, you say tape backup, I'm thinking thick reels of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you actually addressed several things I thought of during this discussion, Director Lindbergh, such as building a data center. I'd imagine using the old jail, for instance, that unused space, maybe you could use that as a data center. That's a big ticket item that's not to discuss here today, for sure. Cloud backup, offsite cloud backup, is that in the works, in the midst? I'm sure you thought of that, too.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, again, we'd have to do the analysis to understand, you know, what the business requires. But we also need to understand what our destination is with respect to data centers. So we sort of have to work both at the same time, right? Are we building new data centers? Or are we going to use cloud-based services? All those work together to get the right answer. So I can't answer your question other than to say you're asking the right questions.
Thank you, I think. Okay. Let's then, Director, have future discussion about this at another point.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That was my question. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Any more?
Okay. Let's go to item 21 then.